This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Sponsor my podcast.
And these are the Petasochi.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These things suck too.
Yeah, what if deep ones but reptiles?
Crocodiles specifically.
Yes. I do love this though. There's an amazing thing. So you're born, and as you grow up, you slowly, you know, turn into some of these. It's not guaranteed. Yep. It's not guaranteed that you're going to go through the entire transformation. If you do the entire transformation, you become a crocodile, large crocodile, mm-hmm. with human intelligence. However, you are unable to communicate with other humans or even your own children. They remain in the area but are forever isolated from their families, which is like that Liartown joke about the tiger cop.
It is. It's like becoming a were-divorced dad. You know?
You're not even weekend dad, you're bayou dad.
Yeah, you just when you go down to the bayou.
Right.
I think that, like, it is pretty annoying that they can't communicate at all, because it feels like even if you're a crocodile, you could write, like, help in the sand or whatever.
Yeah, but no. But is it just like is a little bit you know, like a curse where all the food turns to ash in your mouth? Like, there's nothing about the food that changes, but it is the contact that does it.
Sure.
Like if you try writing help, it just turns into roar.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, you turn into a crocodile, but we don't know what these things want or do. Like, they are servants of, you know, an old god.
Right.
Or something like that. So presumably they turn evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to fight one of these big crocodiles, but it feels like it's got the werewolf problem. We're giving the crocodile human intelligence without fingers or legs or anything. Doesn't actually make it that much scarier than a crocodile.
Right.
Like, I had heard that an actual crocodile, which acts without purpose, is probably scarier than a crocodile that has human needs. Like, if you put me versus a crocodile and you're like, this crocodile has human needs,
right?
I'd be like, all right, I can relate.
Yeah.
Like, I've got human needs. What can I do for this crocodile so it doesn't eat me?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But an actual crocodile is a fucking just like knife hurricane.
Right.
You know, it's just like what if there's a bunch of evil fucking swords, but it's a monster. That's how, you know, the crocodile got made.
Yeah. So to put this in perspective, in this book about cosmic horror and reaching across dimensions to control humanity and shape civilization, you know, to prime us for the harvest, this entry has a paragraph about how these are good at turning boats over.
Yeah. Yeah. They flip. they might flip your boat.
Yeah.
And the big ones can straight up bite you in half.
Yes.
But if that happens, you know, and maybe there's more. This is from explicitly from a source book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the god servants of the great old one, Sebek. So maybe Sebek has some more insight on what these things are.
Maybe.
And the illustration next to it is an evil bagpipe.
Yeah, that has to be from the that has to be from the servitors, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's just left over. But like, right. What's happening?
I have no idea. You know? It's also from the Cairo guidebook. So maybe it has something to do
with classic bagpipes of Cairo.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.